Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
In life, when we communicate, we do so in a variety of different ways. We can be polite or rude, calm or aggressive, honest or dishonest. Oftentimes, the way in which we communicate can be polar opposites of each other, and this goes for being explicit and implicit. You may have heard these words before, but not understood what they meant. Whilst they are on different sides of the communication line, what links them together is their role with directness. When you speak explicitly, you're speaking directly. There's no room for confusion or vagueness. What needs to be said is said. And on the other hand, speaking implicitly is indirect. This means that what you're saying could suggest something without ever actually saying it. The reason why it's important to know the difference between the two, besides them being easy to confuse given how they sound, are the benefits and uses that come with using these ways of communicating effectively. So what are the main differences between explicit and implicit? Well, whilst they might sound similar, the difference of meaning and use of explicit and implicit couldn't be further apart. First of all, let's look at the meanings behind them. To be explicit, as touched upon, means being precise. The whole point of being explicit is getting clear, direct messages across to others. There's no room for ambiguity, uncertainty, or implications. When speaking implicitly, implications are used. More often than not, the thing to try and focus on is what in fact isn't being said, as opposed to what is. Whilst explicit conversation might not lead to any further questioning, implicit conversation might do. An example of explicit conversation might be receiving an order or command from a parent, teacher, or boss. If they were to speak implicitly, it might come across as a suggestion. Whilst an order would tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, a suggestion might push you to do something a specific way, but never actually tell you that is the way to do it. That decision is up to you. An order is clear and direct, whereas a suggestion is only ever a suggestion. And this is the main difference between explicit and implicit. So why is it that we use explicit and implicit to converse? Well, being explicit and implicit in certain situations creates different scenarios. The reason this is useful to have is because there can be moments, whether it's in your personal or professional life, that require you to be either explicit or implicit. For example, let's assume that you're planning a friend's secret birthday party, and there was something that you needed to discuss with another friend. However, the person whose party it is also there. If you don't want your friend to find out, but you want to highlight something that needs sorting out, it would be better to speak implicitly. Here, you can avoid giving away the surprise of the party, and again, say what needs to be said without ever saying it. On the other hand, an example of using explicit conversation could come from you or somebody else in the role of a leader. If you need your team to do something, with efficiency and effectiveness, and you know what needs to be done for your team to be a success, then you might assign roles to your team members, telling them exactly what they need to do. This is where being explicit in your life can be beneficial. These are just a few examples of the uses of both explicit and implicit. But these words are used outside of how you talk to people as well. Just by their definition, explicit and implicit simply reflect how direct you are. And given that more things in life can be direct besides talking and the tone at which you speak to people, suggests that there are other uses of explicit and implicit. Here are just a few examples of explicit and implicit uses in the outside world. Firstly, attitudes. People's attitudes can also be explicit and implicit. Someone with an explicit attitude is where the person knowingly understands why they act in a certain way, whereas an implicit attitude would be if someone had an unconscious knowing. Just like people who talk explicitly and understand exactly what they want, people with explicit attitudes form their attitude exactly how they want. What this all comes down to is the clarity of their actions and the reasons behind them. Somebody with an implicit attitude may be less sure of themselves because they don't fully understand their own methods of thinking. Next up, you have explicit and implicit memories. Memories are one of the greatest gifts that the brain has to offer. We remember a whole host of different information, and it comes back to us in a variety of different ways too. If you're taking a test, and you're actively trying to remember the facts and figures, then this is a case of explicit memory. For other things in life, however, we don't even need to think about it. We just know how to do it. For example, once you've learned how to brush your teeth, you don't have to relearn it every morning and night. It comes naturally. This is how implicit memory works. This isn't to say, however, that your memory is either one or the other, because everyone remembers things differently. It's just that when you're faced with remembering certain information, whether it's a place or a name or whatever else it might be, the effort that goes into remembering it could be what separates you from having explicit and implicit memory. And something that could influence your explicit or implicit memory is the way in which you learn things. The way in which we learn can also be categorized as explicit and implicit. To learn explicitly means you actively try to seek out the knowledge you want. This could be reading up on something, making a prediction and testing it to see if it's true, or simply asking people who may know more than you. Once again, implicit learning, on the other hand, is more natural. Implicit learning could mean you accidentally stumble across knowledge that you might not have been after. But regardless of how you came across it, you now know it. Throughout life, depending on what it is, of course, you will use a mix of explicit and implicit learning. But of course, there are negatives as well. A bias is a pre-existing idea that you believe to be true. For example, your football team is the best team in the world. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. What does matter is the fact that you believe it. Explicit biases are biases that you're aware of and you continue to believe in them and act accordingly, for example, with the football team. On the other hand, an implicit bias is more deep-rooted, and you might not even be aware that you have the bias, or why you think that way. You're more likely to learn implicit biases as a younger age, as the less aware you are of your biases, the higher the chance they were taught or influenced to you at a younger age. However, both explicit and implicit biases can lead to problems, most notably, division. A lot of biases are fairly harmless. However, some, like that of racism, are clearly very harmful. Understanding whether you have an explicit or implicit bias could help you to learn why you have that bias and, if it's a negative one, how to think differently. The difference between explicit and implicit are worlds apart. One is clear and direct, and the other is vague and suggestive. However, both are useful to understand and use. Throughout life, there are times when it's better to be clear, but there are also times when it's better to be vague. So, if you want to understand when to use them and to use them effectively, as well as notice when other people are using them, then it might be of use to you to learn the difference between explicit and implicit. Thank you for listening, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.